And I asked her here, like when my mom died, I said, Cleo, what is this marijuana? What do it do to you? She said, it makes you feel like you rich, you own the world and everything. You ain't got nothing to worry about. She said, that's the way that stuff make you feel. You just don't care for nothing, your mind just gone. I said, well, I don't want no such stuff as that. Marijuana.
Yeah, there's a lot about it in the news now.
Sure is, and it's getting in all the town. Used to hear everybody being in Atlanta last night, here Kathy and Ashley and Bremer.
I don't have to read that. Marty used to send me the Gateway.
Well, she got it up by name. You just look at it. It's there.
I look at it when I go home. That's it's too bad, really. Yeah. All right, what would you say about... maybe somebody, a white man that's not well-to-do, you know, and you don't really think a whole lot of him.
That's right.
What would you say about him? I mean, how
well, I just said that. Now, that's an old poor man.
Mm-hmm.
He don't care for nothing. He don't respect himself and nobody else. That's what I say.
Well, what about somebody that would, from a small town, you know, and would go to the city and maybe had never been to the city before and he looked like he didn't had never been to the city before, you know, what would you say about him?
I'd say, well, that's a man. He ain't got nothing, ain't gonna never have nothing. He's just what you might call a fool. He could have.
All right, if somebody comes by for you and you're not ready yet, you know, and they're out there
waiting for me to hook, honking the horn.
Honking the horn, you might holler out, I'll be there.
In a little bit. I just ain't quite ready.
Okay. If you want somebody to look in your direction, you might say to them, don't look there, look
the other way. Just show them the way you want them to look.
Mm-hmm. You go to town very much?
No, I don't go to town very much because we always look on the sad, and I don't go to town too much.
If you was talking with somebody and was agreeing with what he was saying, then he would say, I ain't gonna do that. And if you're agreeing with him, you'd say,
well, you ought to do it. He's right, but you too do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, now these little parts here are a little rinky-dink, but it's simple, and we can just get right through them right quick. Yes. All right, what is that part of the face that's above your eyes right here?
The mold of your head.
No, this part of you, Rob, what do you call that right there? You got a head full of it.
Hair. Okay. That's right, hair. Head full of hair.
And what do you call the part right up above your
eyes? Eyebrows.
Well, above your eyes, between your eyes and your hairline.
Your forehead.
All right. And this right here is my
ear.
All right, which ear is it?
The left one.
All right, which one is it?
The right one.
All right, and sometimes men grows hair on their face.
That's right.
That's their
whiskers, I call them, and beards.
Mm-hmm. All right, and sometimes children ever chew gum, you might say to them sometimes, take that gum
out of your mouth. I'm tired of you smacking on it.
All right, and you use a brush to clean your
teeth. Toothbrush to clean your teeth.
All right, and this part is your
neck and throat right. Things.
And what do you call that little thing that dobbles around?
Goozle, I guess. A goozle.
And this part of your hand
is the pad of your hand.
All right. And, this is a hand, and these are two
hands, right hand and left hand.
All right, and this is a...
Your fist.
All right. And two of these are...
Double fist.